Hello, this is Anviti. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Monday, November 11th, and coming up in today's episode. Supreme Court's religion does not promote pollution remark amid Delhi pollution case. Crackdown on rebels, complaints to ECI, and religious remarks ahead of Maharashtra Assembly election. Indian men's cricket coach Gautam Gambhir's press conference draws criticism. And can Democrats still make Kamala Harris US president? First up, there is no religion which promotes acts of pollution, the Supreme Court said today, while coming down heavily against Delhi police in crackers ban case. The overall case is around unending and ever-rising Delhi air pollution. In the last hearing, the court observed there was a sharp rise in Delhi's AQI or air quality index on the night of Diwali, where levels went from very poor to severe within a span of hours. The court had noted there was also a substantial amount of fireworks that night, despite a ban on them, which the court said was only on paper. The court then issued a notice to Delhi police to file their answer, which was reported today. Delhi police chief filed an affidavit explaining steps taken, but the court, which earlier pointed out it appears quite obvious the ban had failed, was unimpressed. Quote, there was widespread news reports the ban on firecracker was not implemented at all, the court said last week. Today it said, quote, after October 14th, did the police go and stop sale of fireworks, unquote. The court asked today, to which the police said yes, but the court shot it down and said this was all eyewash. Further, it said, quote, no religion encourages any activity which creates pollution. If fireworks are burst in this fashion, it also affects fundamental right to health of the citizens, unquote. A bench of Justices Abhay S. Oka and Augustine George Massey, hearing a case on Delhi's yearly air quality crisis, said. The police also complained the late notification of the ban had not helped out. But again, the court was unimpressed, and it noted, we find that implementation of the order was not taken seriously by the police, and there was nothing in the affidavit to show ban order was communicated to manufacturers and stores making and selling fireworks in Delhi. We direct the Commissioner of the Police to immediately take action and inform all concerned about the ban to ensure during the ban no manufacturers store or sell the firecrackers. The Delhi government did not escape the court's attention as it was asked why it had delayed announcing the ban on firecrackers. Quote, it is quite possible that by the time people who burst firecrackers during the ban acquired a stock of firecrackers. The court has now asked the government to deliberate on a permanent, year-long ban on crackers in the national capital. In next updates from the Maharashtra Assembly election run-up. Days before the state goes to poll, the Maharashtra Pradesh Congress Committee has been cracking down on rebels and potential rebels. On Sunday night, seven additional rebel candidates for anti-party activities were suspended ahead of the upcoming assembly election, just days after the party removed 16 such rebels on similar grounds. The intense battle for Maharashtra has made both sides wary of potential rebellions. The ruling alliance Mahayuti comprises Bharatiya Janata Party and two parties that were formed after rebellions, Eknath Shinde's faction of Shiv Sena and Ajit Pawar's faction of NCP. The opposition alliance called Mahavikas Aghadi comprises Congress, Uddhav Thackeray's faction of Shiv Sena and Sharad Pawar's NCP. Given the 2019 and 2023 rebellions, which led to the current state of the parties, it is no surprise that both sides are cracking down on rebels. Meanwhile, the Bharatiya Janata Party has knocked on ECI's door ahead of Jharkhand and Maharashtra polls. A BJP delegation is reportedly meeting with ECI over divisive tactics of Congress, sources said. The key points of contention being alleged misleading information by leader of the opposition Rahul Gandhi in his many speeches. Notably, in his latest speech, Rahul Gandhi claimed BJP and RSS are destroying the values of Indian constitution. And based on many other Congress rallies, the BJP will allege divisive politics to the ECI. However, this is an allegation being faced by the Bharatiya Janata Party itself, including the Prime Minister. AIMIM Chief Asaduddin Owaisi has targeted Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis over his vote jihad remarks, claiming the BJP leader's ideological ancestors wrote love letters to the British instead of fighting against them. During a public meeting on Sunday, Mr. Owaisi also alleged that Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Ek Hai To Safe Hai slogan goes against diversity ethos. Ek Hai To Safe Hai roughly translates to We are safe as long as we are all one. Mr. Fadnavis on Saturday claimed Vote Jihad had become in poll-bound Maharashtra, which should be counted by Dharma Yudh of Vote. He had mentioned the BJP's narrow loss in Dhule Lok Sabha constituency. Countering him, Mr. OVC said, and I quote, Our ancestors did jihad against the British and Fadnavis is now teaching us about jihad. The Prime Minister and Union Minister Amit Shah and Devendra Fadnavis together cannot defeat me in debate. And he further added that the Dharma Yudh jihad remarks amounted to poll code violation. Quote, From where did vote jihad and Dharma Yudh come into democracy? You purchased MLAs. Should we call you a thief? The Hyderabad MP questioned. And next, while many people appreciated Indian men's cricket coach Gautam Gambhir standing up for his men in blue, not everyone was happy. For background, India faced a historic loss against New Zealand with 3-0 total wipeout in the Test series. Gambhir then laid down his plans for the team against Australia for the Border Gavaskar Trophy today in a press conference. Team India is slated to play a 5-match Test series against the mighty Australians in the land down under, in order to keep their slim World Test Championship final hopes alive. Gambhir addressed the media for the first time since the Indian team's whitewash against New Zealand in a 3-match series at home. As expected, some critical questions were posed in front of him, but Gambhir remained unperturbed and dodged every bullet, firmly sticking to his players. However, former Indian cricketer and commentator Sanjay Manjrekar was not impressed at all. He posted on social media, quote, Just watched Gambhir in the press conference, may be wise for the BCCI. To keep him away from such duties, let him work behind the scenes. He does not have the right demeanour nor the words when interacting with them. Rohit and Agarkar, much better guys to front up for the media, unquote. During the press conference, Gambhir gave no clarity on Captain Rohit Sharma's availability for the Perth Test, but confirmed that Jasprit Bumrah will lead the team if the captain has to miss out. Quote, Look, at the moment, there is no confirmation, but we guys will let you know exactly what the situation will be. Hopefully, he's going to be available, but everything you want to know before the start of the series. Bumrah is the vice captain, so obviously, he will lead the team. If Rohit is not available, he's going to lead in Perth, Gambhir added. Gambhir also confirmed that KL Rahul and Abhimanyu Ishwaran are the top candidates to open, alongside Yashasvi Jaiswal, if Rohit doesn't feature in the Perth Test. Earlier, Australian legend Ricky Ponting backed Jasprit Bumrah to shoulder the dual responsibility of spearheading the Indian pace attack as well as leading the team. Quote, Yeah, captaincy is probably the hardest thing for him. I think that was always the question on Pat Cummins when he became the Australian Test captain as well. Unquote, Ponting said during the ICC Review podcast. Breaking from breaking news, did the US President-elect Donald Trump really call Russian President Vladimir Putin and requested him to de-escalate the war in Ukraine? Well, turns out, reports suggesting the same were fake news. Kremlin today denied a US media report that Putin and Trump had spoken on the phone last week about the Ukrainian conflict. The Washington Post reported on Sunday that Trump had talked by phone on Thursday with Putin, telling him not to inflame the conflict. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov told journalists that the report was completely false information and denied any phone call between the two world leaders. Now back to news. Can the Democrats overturn public mandate for Donald Trump? A key Democratic criticism of the president-elect, Donald Trump, is the 2020 insurrection attempt where Republicans stormed Capitol Hill and raided the White House, all to reject the 2020 election result, which put outgoing President Joe Biden in the Oval Office. However, one Democrat believes while a situation like overthrowing the chosen candidate is still not something they will do, they can still make Kamala Harris a president. Former staffer of Vice President Kamala Harris has urged President Joe Biden to resign and install his deputy as the first woman president of the country, although for a short duration. Quote, Joe Biden has been amazing, but he should fulfill one last promise to be transitional, unquote, Jamal Simmons, former communications director for the vice president, said on a social media post after making a similar suggestion on Sunday during a talk show. Quote, Joe Biden's been a phenomenal president. He's lived up to so many of the promises he's made. There's one promise left that he could fulfill, being a transitional figure. He could resign the presidency in the next 30 days, make Kamala Harris president of the United States, unquote. Simmons told CNN Situation Room in an interview. He said it would turn the tables on Trump, keep Kamala from presiding over January 6th, and make it easier for the next woman to run. Quote, it would absolve her from having to oversee the January 6th transition of her own defeat, unquote. And it would make sure it would dominate the news at a point where Democrats have to learn drama and transparency and doing things the public wants to see. This is the moment for us to change the entire perspective of how Democrats operate, he added. Responding to a question, Simmons said that this is the best thing Biden can do now. Quote, this is something within Joe Biden's control. If he did it, it would, again, fulfill his last promise and give Kamala Harris a chance to be the 47th president of the United States of America. It would disrupt all of Donald Trump's paraphernalia, right? He'd have to rebrand everything and make it easier for the next woman president that they do not have to hold all the weight of being the first. VP Harris, who's 60, lost the November 5th general election to President-elect Donald Trump in a historic landslide loss. If she would have been elected, she would have made history by being the first woman, by being the first black woman, or being the first Asian American president of the United States. However, Trump also made history. He is the first ever convicted felon to have run for and won the United States presidency. That's all for today. You were listening to The News with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to The News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.